Hello, this is David Scott, and in this podcast I will be doing petty cash. Petty cash is a small amount of cash on hand used to pay for minor expenses. Examples include payments for small purchases of office supplies, postage stamps, for refreshments like coffee, tea, and sugar for staff. Control over these small cash payments can best be obtained through a petty cash account. To create a petty cash account, a check is written out for a round amount, such as 500 Rand, which will cover the small expenditures to be paid in cash for a period of 1 or 2 weeks. The check is cashed and the money kept on hand in a petty cash box under the control of an employee designated as custodian of the petty cash fund and box. As cash payments are made out of the petty cash box, the custodian of the fund is required to fill out a petty cash voucher for each expense. A petty cash voucher should reflect the following: the amount paid, the purpose of the expenditure, the date, and the signature of the person receiving the money. A petty cash voucher should be prepared for every payment made from the fund. The petty cash box should therefore always contain cash and or vouchers totaling the exact amount of the fund. The custodian of the fund should be informed that occasional surprise counts of the fund will be made and that he or she is personally responsible for the fund being intact at all times. The petty cash fund will also need to be replenished. Assume that a petty cash fund of 500 Rand was established on the 1st of September and that payments totally 425.75 Rand were made from the fund during the next 2 weeks. That means that the petty cash box has a balance of 74.25 Rand. Since the 500 Rand originally placed in the fund is nearly exhausted, the fund should be replenished. A check is drawn payable to petty cash for the exact amount of expenditures being 425.75 Rand. This check is cashed and the money placed in the petty cash box, leaving it with the original balance of 500 Rand. The petty cash vouchers are filed in support of the replenishment check. The journal entry to record the issuance of the check will debit the expense accounts as shown in the example included in the study material. Note that expense accounts are debited each time the fund is replenished. The petty cash account is only debited when the fund is first established. The petty cash fund is usually replenished at the end of the accounting period, even though the fund is not running low, so that all the vouchers in the fund are charged to expense accounts before these accounts are closed off and the financial statements prepared. Please refer to the study material and PowerPoint presentation for more detailed information on petty cash and an example.